to arm and that wood.
Uh-huh.
And then you have spring tooth. I have two arrows out there when I put
them. Okay. The spring tooth is the one that kind of comes around like that?
It's like the just made with spring, a little turn loose.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip is just straight down. And there's just two different types of
arrows. Something, if you were going to saw wood, and you'd put it up on this thing.
Talking about a saw buck?
All right. Now, does the saw buck have an X frame or an A frame? Is it like this?
An
or
X frame.
An X frame is a saw buck. What did you call the one that has an A frame?
I wouldn't know him.
It's almost like a piece of carpenter's equipment. Have you ever used the term saw horse?
Hmm?
Saw horse.
Oh, a sawhorse. Yeah, I don't know what it's talking about now, but he's different from you. You have to have about two of them.
Yeah.
To balance your thing. A booksaw is made like that, and there's no problem to have balances. Yeah,
I see.
When you're talking about going to saw a number with your sawhorse, he's made like that.
The A-frame, right. Okay, and you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
All right, and instead of firing, you fire shells in a shotgun. In a rifle, you fire you don't call that a shell in a rifle. You call it a
cartridge.
Yeah, and this is something that children play on. One sits on either end, and it goes up and down like that.
What, a seesaw?
Sure. And when kids are doing this, what do you say they're doing?
Hmm?
When children are doing this, what do you say they're doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. And were there any other homemade playthings like this that you remember?
Yeah. It was a big old rope swing that hung up on the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
And you get in there and you stand up and pump.
I see.
And the log it was before the door, somebody run under you, and if he rewound his tongue to a swing, you know, and you have to wait and let the cat die, that's when it gets found in.
Oh, you call that?
It's own motion.
Call that letting the cat die,
letting
huh?
Letting the cat die.
I see.
The swing for firing.
I see. And do you remember a homemade merry-go-round?
Yeah, I remember it.
Remember what that was called?
Huh?
Did that have any special name?
It might have, but my neighbors had one. I didn't have one of those
things. I see. I was thinking of a term, Flying Jenny, if that was a Flying Jenny.
I guess that's what...
Or a board, a limber board, a long limber board that kids would sit on that was attached at either end. Sometimes.
And that thing had a post in the ground with an iron pin up there. An old boy there. I was too little to. Because they get around and run around and then you're liable to fall off. I was too little to be permitted to ride on Flying Jenny.
I see. That was a Flying Jenny, though.
That's
I see.
Flying Jenny.
I see. Okay. If you have a coal stove.
A what?
A coal stove in the house. A coal stove.
We didn't use coal. We had a wood stove.
Okay, but
we had fireplaces.
All right. Do you know what you'd call a small container for coal that you'd keep near a Sure. And when you clean out the you were talking before about cleaning soot out. We'd say you clean the soot out of the what? Yeah. Or this is something on a stove.
A stove pipe?
Sure.
Yeah.
And this has one wheel and two handles, and you use it to...
Wheelbarrow.
All right. And now these are several different kinds of things for sharpening implements.
A grindstone was one of them.
All right. That's the one that...
And then I had a little hammer wheel from a mowing machine.
Uh-huh.